What's the most sustainable way to love fashion? It's changing the way you shop by shopping with The RealReal. The RealReal is the world's largest and most trusted source for authenticated luxury resale. When you shop with The RealReal, you'll find the luxury brands you love, like Prada, Celine, and Loewe, all for up to 90% off retail. And when you're ready to refresh your wardrobe, you can sell the pieces you no longer wear to fund your next new to you finds. Buy, sell, repeat. Guilt-free. The RealReal extends the life cycle of luxury by keeping coveted items in rotation. Sell to shop, shop to sell with The RealReal. It's better for the planet and better for your closet. Plus, during Earth Month, you can earn $100 extra when you sell with The RealReal. Go to TheRealReal.com to get started. Earn $100 extra during the entire month of April at TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com. Terms apply.
Hey, let me clue you in. From the renterswarehouse.com studios, this is ESPN 97.5 KFNC, Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gao Media station.
All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5. Yeah, come on. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hello, sports mappers. Welcome to the fray. It's The Usual Suspects on a Wednesday, a Wayback Wednesday as it is. We have 1 hour left to guess our Wayback Wednesday themes for the day. What we do is play songs. They have a theme and a reason why we selected them. You guys will have the hour to try and guess. At the end of the hour, we'll give it away. Hour number two, by the way, were California / Los Angeles based songs, not thongs.
Thong.
Based on the fact that Barry was doing a sold out standing room only concert tour last week in LA and California.
Yeah.
Nine people. We got that out of the way.
We did it in a truck. Sold out.
I was going to say, I think that they gathered up everybody that was at all of your shows, just festival based, and they put them all in one economy car and drove back to Enterprise.
So sad.
Yeah, good to have you back.
So sad. Yeah.
With that being said, we were talking about this dicey situation going on right now at A&M and what could or could not happen. So you guys have been chiming in a little bit, but I believe that's Aggie Joe.
Nope,
Barry.
Nope. Read it like it says.
The board says Eggie Joe, E-G-G-Y. Joe, are you Eggie or Aggie?
Aggie, A-G-G-I-E, Aggie Joe.
Aggie Joe. It's what it says up there, Joe. So you're no longer Aggie Joe, you're Eggie Joe. Sorry.
Okay, Aggie.
Well, listen, first off, Barry, I want to apologize for the last time I saw you at Scotty's Pub. You know, when you came in.
Oh, yeah. I remember you now.
I not be that guy. And
he gave you a hug? What happened?
I woke up the next morning with a picture of us on my phone, and I didn't know where the hell it came from. And I guess I was that guy after all, so I need to apologize for that.
It's all good, man. It's all good.
I found out actually that I had ordered you at two different times. I had ordered you Crown and Diet Coke, and then I ended up drinking them myself. So that'll tell you how my night went.
I was going to say, I never got a Crown and Coke from you. So, yeah, that's great. Nah, that's all good,
yeah,
man.
I drank them for you, brother. I was keeping you on the level.
All good.
So, listen, this whole thing, this kid 2 months ago, they were talking about him not even making the team. And he got into it with some of the coaches. And then now he didn't even go through the right channels. He went through USA Today. He didn't go through the right channels first. So he went to the USA Today and saying this stuff. I'm not saying that he didn't, that none of this happened, because I played at A&M and I know that you'll work out extra hours, and they're going to, anybody who's ever played football in junior high, they used to slap me upside the head with my football helmet. So I know all that happens. I don't, I don't know Jimbo Fisher and his program or his staff very well. I just don't see that going into a bathroom and handed. And the kid said that he even pocketed that money, that he didn't use it for what they told him to. I don't know. The whole thing just sounds really crazy to me. And some of this does happen. But it's not like you got 8 hours a week to work out. We used to work, Tokum had us work out 10 hours. It wasn't nothing like he was saying they worked 14 hours a week or whatever. What I think it sounds like is that they were getting them up 30 minutes extra early to just check them out. It's a new staff coming in. I don't know, but I don't trust this kid. He sounds like a guy that he knew he wasn't going to make the cut on this team, and he's trying to find a way to go love up to soft-ass someone.
All right, we appreciate the call. I bet you were yoked back in the day, Eggy Joe.
He was what?
He was yoked up back
yoked?
In the day.
Yeah.
Yeah, Eggy Joe.
Eggy. Oh,
I got the joke before you did.
You? But here's the other thing.
That was a great reaction.
Think about this, though, right? It goes back, if he did what he said he did, and again, we're going to get Aggies that are going to come in and
Aggies.
Stick up for the program.
Yeah.
Yep. And we're going to get other people that are going to point the finger, but not too sharp because of the fact that they know that their programs probably did these things too. But if the kid pocketed the money,
oops,
now it's
you're
on
bad.
Him again.
Yeah. There's no doubt this is sour grapes. There's no, it just smacks of, I didn't get my way. I was told I wasn't going to play or I was going to get cut. It's obviously sour grapes, and you better be careful of what you say because, like you said, if he did come out, and I don't remember reading that, but if he did come out and say he pocketed the money, he's a dumbass because now that's going to backfire on him. And, you know, Jimbo Fisher is going to do the typical, well, listen, this may have happened on my staff, but I didn't know what was going on. I certainly don't condone
well,
that.
He
don't
say
do that.
That. He said yesterday before practice, he's like, I can't comment on any of this, and I don't know what you're talking about. Because even if he admits it's on his staff, it's on his watch, it's on him, it's on his program.
Here's what's going to be interesting about this. And I was thinking about this during the break and when we were talking about it last segment. This is really going to tell you what the NCAA values because the way that this is going to play out, right? So you've now got a recruit who wants to switch schools and is basically snitching on what was going on behind the scenes that pretty much everyone in the NCAA knows is going on at just about every major school, but they don't, you know, necessarily pursue it until there's evidence and they have to pursue it. It's going to be interesting to see. Does the rule change or do the values change? In other words, is how the NCAA handles this going forward is going to tell you what they put a priority on. If they don't change the rule and you can switch as long as you snitch, then that lets you know that the NCAA wants to make sure that everybody is playing above
board.
They
want to clean it up.
However, if they come out and say, you know what? From now on, you don't have to snitch. You can just transfer and not have to sit out a year. Then that'll let you know that the NCAA doesn't want to find out about these things because it's going to ruin the product on the field and their ability to make money.
It goes back to what we were saying when we talked about the Patriots. And I said all the guys that I knew that knew the Patriots cheated over the years. And I said, why didn't you report them? And they said, because everything that comes out of this deal that's a negative tarnishes the NFL shield and takes money out
that's
of
right.
all of our pockets.
Yep.
And you're exactly right. And the other thing that you got to keep in mind in what Joe was talking about is you can't really be mad at the kid either. He was a 4-star recruit. He's a pretty highly rated kid coming out. He wants to play. He gave it a chance with Jimbo Fisher. But at the end of the day, he's all about himself because no one else is going to be. So when he's looking out for himself, he's like, well, I want to transfer to Arizona and I can do it the way they want me to do it. But if I do it that way, I got to sit out a year. And if I have aspirations of playing on Sundays, that sets me back a full year. And I'm going to be delayed. And is it worth all that? As opposed to, but if I give them just a little detail, I might be able to be eligible right away. And then I'm still on track. So you can't fault a kid for looking out for his best interest either. Because at the end of the day, as much as these kids want to believe the program's out for just them, And the program, look at Jalen Hurts. Win a national title, but if you ain't performing, next.
That's why I say it's going to be interesting over the next year or two because I think you'll see more of this in the coming months and years. And at some point, the NCAA is going to have to make a decision. Is this rule of basically, I don't know what they call it, but it sounds like a hardship transfer where you can say, hey, there was all these violations going on and I wanted to get away from it. That's why you shouldn't take away a year of my eligibility. Keep an eye on that and mark this down, because if the NCAA changes that rule and lets kids transfer without losing a year of eligibility, that'll let you know exactly where their priorities are.
No, you're absolutely right. Yeah, so it'll be interesting to keep an eye on that. And again, overall, based on what Barry was saying too, regardless, they're going to, you got to believe right now, they're deeply concerned at the NCAA about what's going on overall in football, because the entire Big Ten conference, or at least half of it, seems to be marred by controversy. When you look at what's going on at Maryland, what happened at Michigan State, what happened at Penn State, what happened at Ohio State twice now, between what happened previously and then the fact that what's going on with Urban Meyer, there's a lot of that stuff going on, and it's a horrible look when you think about how much of a revenue maker the NCAA athletics is, when you talk about the whole NCAA basketball tournament and how much money they make hand over fist. And then you talk about the college football playoffs and how much money it makes. They don't want any black marks on what they're doing.
And the pattern is any college with the name State in it is going to do terrible things. That's the pattern. Ohio State, Michigan State, Penn State, they're just, that's all. If you have State in the college name, you're probably going to be a terrible program.
Maryland.
State.
No.
No. Well, whatever.
It's probably for the
state. You know what? There goes that theory.
I just thought I'd throw it out there. Sorry.
I looked up the strength of schedule, by the way, for the Astros and the Mariners and the Athletics.
Yes.
You'll be happy to know that the Astros have the fifth easiest schedule down the stretch. Their opponents have a 4.483 winning percentage. The A's, 0.496. The Mariners, 0.508. So the Mariners have the toughest schedule of the three down the stretch.
But they're not the team I worry about. I just want the A's to go away.
The A's also, their schedule is a little bit tougher. The Astros' fifth easiest schedule in the majors down the stretch.
As long as the other four aren't the Indians, Red Sox, Yankees, and A's, I'm okay.
It's Kansas City, it's Minnesota, it's the Yankees and Cleveland. But
I'd like to see the Yankees fall off the planet, too. Well, that's just me.
They're not going to.
Okay.
They got lots of Detroits on there.
Oof.
Yeah.
The only thing worse is the Rangers. All right, we'll continue to roll on. It's the final hour of the big show. It's the usual suspects. It's SportsMap 94.1 and ESPN 97.5.
Is the usual suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Song is a lion. I hurt listening to it, but it's part of the theme, so we had to go with it. Hour number three of Wayback Wednesday. It's the usual suspects, Barry, Nick, and Joel, present and accounted for.
This makes me want to murder myself.
Turn it up, Nick.
Horrible. Jerk. By the way, we'll get to Skip's call in a second, but I just saw the Astros almost hit into another double play.
Oh, my goodness.
How many last night? Six?
Six.
New record.
Yep.
This is a record-setting Astros team. Wrong record. You don't want that.
Just so awful. And I think the all-time record for a season is in like the 150s.
And they're going to...
They're like 137 already.
Blech.
Awful.
Yeah, that sucks.
All right, let's, before we get off the A&M topic, Skip wants to get in here, talk about the Aggs. What's up?
What's going on? What's up? Hey, what's going on, fellas?
What's up, Skip?
Okay, I had 2 points, but I'm going to make three quick points.
Okay.
The first point is, obviously, hour number three is songs that suck.
All right. One
possible
for one.
Okay.
One for one.
Second point. The NCAA treats, you know, all of these allegations about money and whatnot, they basically treat it like your mom and dad, right? You know they're doing it, but you don't think about it. You don't want to hear about it, and you definitely don't want to see it. So as long as you get past those 3 points, you're good to go.
Yeah.
And finally, I heard that the kid was a 4-star recruit.
Yeah.
But really, if every other university is doing this, what university is going to want to bring this kid in? And if he doesn't get his way there, then he's going to rat them out. So he might have hurt his his own chances, even though he is a four-star recruit.
Well, but,
and I'm out.
Yeah, okay, good, good
Skip,
point.
Appreciate
Skip.
It. But the only thing you got to on that last point, the only one that we can refute with that is the fact that Sumlin recruited him at A&M. Sumlin wants him at Arizona, and he's going to Arizona.
That's
it's just
where,
a matter
yeah,
of will he sit out a year or not.
Yeah, he's not going to snitch on the guy that promised him playing time.
Right.
So I don't think he would do that. Now, if he got benched, he might. But yeah, that's the risk you're obviously going to take with some of these kids is that they might snitch on you. And by the way, Astros just scored. So good for them. About to score.
What are you,
again.
Robert Ford?
Yeah. And the Astros lead it 2-0. And then they do. It's 2-0.
I think it's a very good and underrated Robert Ford.
Thank you. Somebody wants to know if the theme for this is the songs that Nick plays when he sticks his junk in a crunchy peanut butter bar. No, it's not it.
Nick, you stick your junk in peanut butter?
No.
I hate both
See,
of you.
I don't know how this got on the peanut butter. All I said.
Oh, don't try and like.
Don't act like you didn't start
now,
this.
Now, Mr. Innocent.
All I said was that he open mouth kissed his dog. That's all I said.
Not all you said. Go back.
Who mentioned
to
the peanut butter?
Here's a good
Joel.
No,
it was
here's
YouTube.
A good time in
Both
the show, Nick, to remind people if they miss anything during our shows to go back on Podcast Arena or ESPN975.com and check out
see
on
through
the,
white
the
pant
show
wearing
tab
ass.
What you missed. Because if you
through?
Missed anything
yeah,
of what Barry's trying to justify now, you can go back and listen and find out he said a whole
you can
lot
see,
more than
you
that.
Can see my butt right
Barry's
now.
Barry's got transparent white butt. Pants on. Do you wear white underwear so no one can see your panty line?
No, you're supposed to wear gray underwear, believe it or not.
Not white with white pants.
Yeah, with white pants. They tell you to wear gray underwear.
Is it?
Yeah.
How did you know that?
I didn't know that.
I Googled it. Yeah, you don't wear black or red or blue, but you also don't wear white because white will show up. So you wear gray. Isn't that weird? I Googled that. Well, you have to Google that when you buy white jeans. It's kind of, and don't go without underwear. That's
you wear
the
Forever
worst.
21 and transparent white pants. I just want you to
they're
know
not
that.
Transparent. They're not really.
Abercrombie and Fitch wearing ass.
Transparent.
Tired of this guy.
If they're transparent, would they still be white?
Exactly.
Who cares? They're see-through.
I just wanted to throw that out to you, Nick. I'm not trying to pick on you. Just ask the question.
Somebody said, oh, you forgot to mention Baylor State when you were talking about the colleges that have state that are bad. That's true. Baylor mm-hmm. State also terrible, terrible.
Unless you listen to some of our listeners last week, Nick, who said Baylor didn't do anything wrong. Art Brown's a great guy.
Oh,
God,
was
I
terrible.
Wish I would have been here for that.
Oh, I had a field day with those ass yeah. clowns. Was I too harsh there?
No.
Okay.
I played D1 college ball and bad language is a way of life. Agree?
No question.
I don't understand
almost every sport across the board. I mean, in golf, maybe not, but I mean, overall.
Yeah. Even just being your coach not being nice to you, which brings us to the Little League coach who pretty much is my hero right now. I don't know. You have a kid. How do you feel about this?
I think it's funny. I really think it's staged.
You do?
I think
it might
it's
be.
Hilarious.
It might be staged.
It's definitely staged.
Really?
Yeah. It's not even.
From
there's
like
no doubt in my mind.
Pee wee ball on. I've had the meeting at the mound when I've been pitching.
Yeah.
But
and you've never had your coach say anything similar.
College,
to what we're about
I did,
to play?
And that's when you start getting into that whole thing you just said about language and cussing.
Yeah.
But in between. It's one of the funniest things I've seen. And P. Randizzle on Twitter sent it to me. I had already seen it from somebody back home that sent it to me. It's great. Somebody got a coach mic'd up with a Little League team talking to his pitchers as he went to take them out of games.
Over and over, like and throughout the year, I guess?
It is, yeah, and it's hilarious.
And it
you don't
like
start
it.
Throwing strikes, there's going to be an Amber Alert out for you before the end of this game. Did your dad ever play catch with you when you were younger? Do you have Una Mas more better in you? I know you're new to our team, but do you always suck this bad, or is it just a special occasion today? Well, that sucked with a capital S and a lot of U's. Seriously, dude, I'm about to just call the police and have you arrested. If your dad ever gets out of rehab, we're going to have to work on a new pitch called a strike. Dude, I don't know what makes you suck so bad at pitching, but whatever it is, it works. You better figure out when soccer tryouts are. Have you ever thought that you might actually be left-handed? You need some style. You need some pizzazz. I feel like I'm watching a pitching machine out here. No pressure. But if you don't strike this kid out, I'm going to fill your pockets full of meatballs and throw you in a piranha pond. I know you're only 12, but the high school coach just texted me and you're cut. Dude, you didn't just fall out of the crummy pitcher tree. You were dragged entirely through the I suck at pitching forest.
I want to put this lightly, but I mean, we're getting killed out there, and I think it's pretty much all your fault.
Well, you win some and you lose some. Unless you're on the mound, we lose them all. Yeah, your dad said that you sucked at pitching, but you are way worse. Well, at least your mom still loves you.
That is so good.
The all world, man.
You feel like that's staged, huh?
Yeah, I think every single one of those kids were warned before that happened.
Oh, my God. That is so
funny,
though.
Think about it, Barry. Some of those are great. The world we live in these days with the way parents get involved and want to fight coaches and umpires and everything like that. And the little kid that would run off the mound screaming and crying and go, Mommy, you know what he said to me? God. He said he wanted to know I should know when soccer tryouts are because I suck.
Some of those, yeah. Hey, I know you're not in high school yet, but your high school coach said you're already cut. Some of those are really good. That sucked with a capital S and a bunch of U's. Oh, God. I enjoyed that.
Yeah, that was some good stuff, man.
I would love a coach that talked to me like that. Seriously, that dude's my hero if he really talk to his kids like that.
If that was the shtick, you would like it. But if he meant everything he said, no, you would not like the coach.
I would appreciate that.
You would hate his guts.
Did your dad ever play catch with you as a kid?
Wait. If your dad ever gets out of rehab.
Oh, good stuff. Cudini.
So we got to go from good stuff
and
transition to
Cudini. What's wrong with that? Cudini, hey guys, let's talk way back Wednesday. Yeah, where you been, Q?
Hey, man. I don't know if you guys remember when y'all got fired about 6 months ago and then rehired. They put me on this project, so I really hadn't had time to be in the vehicle listening to the radio. But anyways.
Hey, Q, have you been in a pawn shop recently?
I'm sorry, say that again?
Have you been in a pawn shop recently?
Yeah, I guess you can say that.
Oh, okay, never mind.
Hey, but anyways, yeah, way back Wednesday, this sounds like the music that Dr. Kevorkian plays at his consultation.
It's messed up, man.
You, not a fan, hey, huh?
Hey, also, hey, that's pretty brave of you, Barry, to be touching your, get in touch with your feminine side wearing white yoga pants. That's pretty ballsy, I gotta say.
So you
hang up and listen.
You better hang up
because you're just that was a new version of OU Mike attempt right there.
White yoga pants. That's the best he could come up with.
That's it. You sat on hold that whole time. You had plenty of time to do rewrites, punch up the joke, and that's it.
It started bad and then it picked up like just a little.
I think you're giving him
all
too much credit.
Down.
I don't think it picked up. It just continually went
there
down.
There's no momentum. Zero.
I think I tried to stop Barry from this one because we know when he led into the first call to start the show, I was like, right when you see Q, and Barry like, no, come on, he's going to be all right. No,
he used to be really good. What happened? He used to be a decent caller.
So did Adrian Peterson.
Right when he said he'll hang up and listen, we all were like, yeah, you better hang up.
When Q's dad gets out of rehab, yeah, I feel like the coach right now. I feel like that coach, every time a bad caller, it's like, well, that sucked with a capital S and a bunch of U's. Somebody said, can y'all replay the pawn story? I sure could use a laugh right now.
From Podcast Arena, ESPN975.com. You can play it all night long.
I still regret taking that call.
You're not the only one. We'll be back with the final half hour of the show. And Barry's going to get some water. Don't go anywhere. It's the usual suspects. ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas,
Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Let it play.
Yes, I do.
Welcome back to The Usual Suspects. We're with you until 4 o'clock. 90 and, well, you know what. As you know, we play the name game every single day on this station, and every show talks about it. And if you don't know what it is, welcome to the party. Where you been? Name game is where we call two names. If one of those names is your name, you try to be the first caller to the station and win the prize of the day. Today's prize, a $90 gift card to Chewy's. Good for a dinner for four. Enjoy the annual Green Chili Fest at Chewy's until September 2nd with four new menu items, including the frozen watermelon margarita. Sounds delicious. Celebrate at one of the nine Houston area locations or drop in for happy hour every Monday through Friday, 4 to 7 p.m. And I am excited to say that, yes, we are the show doing the giveaway. So we're looking for a Dane or Julian to call the show, 713-780-3776, 713-780-ESPN. Be the first caller, and you win the $90 gift card to Chewy's. And good thing I wasn't reading the copy, because it was wrong.
So which one is it?
It's the $90 gift card to Chewy's, not the $50.
Are you sure?
Yes, because it's up top. They just copy and paste.
But are you sure?
No.
Nope.
No clue.
Because isn't it kind of awkwardly odd that one number normally doesn't belong when giving away a gift card?
Well,
so you, well it's not on us. It's not on us, but somebody's giving you $90 worth of gift
card. 90 in the rear view, 90 in the gift card. All right. Now, yeah, several texts coming in about Q and his call.
Mm-hmm. I told you.
Say what you will about Q, but I kind of enjoyed his performance art of failure in the key of fat.
Because when all else fails and you don't like something, bring in fat.
That's right. I'm convinced Q calls from the county jail. That was from the real
one call this week.
That was from the real Q. So now we've got battling Qs on the show. I like that. So I believe somebody's guessed hour three. If 9247 texted in a guess, and I think they nailed
it. Spot on.
Yeah. Y'all should use that coach saying we suck with a bunch of U's as a drop. That was from NASCAR Johnny. Use it for bad callers.
It's a good idea.
Yeah. Barry, what do you think about Raymond Orta? We have free tickets to see his show. Don't know if that's a good sign. Yeah, he's funny. He's a funny guy. He's a guy that got famous after being on YouTube and Facebook making fun of the Cowboys. He was he's a big Cowboys fan. Yeah, he went viral making fun of he had viral videos about the Cowboys. So, yeah, but he's funny. I've actually worked with him before. Funny dude. So you'll enjoy that show.
Cool.
Yep.
Nick, that's not a bad idea, though.
What is?
Isolate that capital S and a lot of U's for any calls that suck.
Yeah.
Several people texted the show and were tweeting it to us about the what we just played, the coach visiting the mound and berating the players and being mean to them.
Yeah.
It's kind of split on whether it was the coach doing it and then it was planned. Somebody said, yeah, it was planned. Several people said, actually, it was a dad that films it in the stands and talks into the camera.
That's what Tyler was kind of saying.
And overdubs it. But someone else said that, yeah, that's a coach in Montgomery, and the parents love him. That's why he gets away with it, because he's funny like that. And so he messes with the kids. So I have no idea what to believe. Yeah, so I have no idea what to believe at this point.
Well, I think the end result is, regardless,
it's funny. The kids knew. Yeah, and the kids know either they were warned or they know his personality and they know they're going to get picked on. It has to be something like that.
Or they didn't hear it at all and it's just a dad in the stands, but... Yeah.
If you missed it, I'll retweet it again. I already had it on my page, but I'll retweet it again at Pac-Man Joel with a K. The video that goes with the audio, but it's funny stuff.
Mandy said, damn it, still no ladies' names. I'm never going to win. We would have probably taken a Juliana instead of a Julian.
Is Julian not a unisex name?
No.
Dane, no? Negative?
Juliana.
Dana, that could be.
You said you were going to call Juliana, didn't you? No?
Dane or Dana? We would have taken that, right?
Would have taken Dana.
Yeah. So just no Mandy. Sorry, Mandy.
But Mandy, mentioning you again because we love it. We want to make sure that we know you're listening and we love you out there.
We do love you, Mandy, for sure.
And you always come and you give without taking, and we need you to stay. Oh, Mandy.
No, you stop that.
Okay. So Texans related NFL news, but we talked a little bit about it. But Bill O'Brien in this Rams game coming up makes it also worth mentioning that we're still waiting on word of what happened to one Kevin Johnson. and how that translates to what they may or may not do with guys that may become available or are available currently with the Texans between now and the start of the regular season. You see anything that where you think that there's – obviously the offensive line remains to be seen. Watson makes them look a lot better. But do you still think that they need – to go out and try and pursue someone on the O-line, or they're just going to have to deal with that? And is this? I think the secondary is something that they should look at.
I think it's going to depend over the next week or so who gets cut. You'll see some cap casualties coming out of camp. You'll see some guys that might be you know, a step down from what they were, but they're still better than most of the offensive linemen on the Texans. Yeah. And those guys will be cut from other teams, and that's the opportunity for the Texans to get better.
Yeah.
I don't know who those names are going to be, though. I mean, you don't know who's going to get cut yet, but there will be some cuts and some opportunities for the Texans to add some depth and get better at all the areas that they need help, including the secondary.
So, like, Skandrick gets cut by the Redskins. Everybody said he signed with the Chiefs. No, he went to visit the Chiefs. I haven't seen official word yet that he signed, but he was out there as a corner. And then as a safety, we mentioned Iloka got cut by the Bengals yesterday. He's already been snapped up by the Vikings, making their secondary even better. So they went and did something like that. That's why I'm saying if you're the Texans, especially with what you're doing, monitoring Johnson's situation, you don't know if Akeem's going to – I mean, not Akeem. If Jackson, Kareem Jackson's going to play safety or corner or play. So you have to – you know, is J.J.O. finally at that point where he's too slow? And J.J.O. hasn't been on the field. I know he's been working out a little bit, but he hasn't been on the field for games, going back to the point that we were talking about earlier. So there's just things that you have to evaluate one way or another and make some decisions because, like you said, there's going to be some cuts made and some cap casualties of some guys that can still play that you can still pick up and make a difference and help your team before you even get going.
I was trying to pull up the free agents for 2018.
That are still available?
Yeah, offensive linemen, but
there's
I don't know.
There's a safety available, I know that.
Yeah, Eric Reed, but I was trying to see, like, just an offensive lineman alone who might be out there and available. I just, there's nothing sexy, though. Obviously, if there was, they were probably snatched up. I mean, like, does Luke Jokel do anything for you?
I mean, if you're Daryl Morey, well, he was a lottery pick, so he's got value.
Exactly.
I mean, can he play?
Jeff Allen, you've already been down that road.
Yeah, and how'd that work out?
Incognito's having troubles off the field.
Incognito might still be in jail after this week, so let's just leave him alone.
Yeah. I mean, but these are the names that are out there. Half of them are former Texans. Chris Clark, Derek Newton, Jeff Allen. So that gives you an idea of the – so you're going to have to wait for another team to cut somebody that may have some value.
But I will say, like I said, at least from different positions, position groups, there were some big names out there.
Yeah.
That you could have at least – you could look at.
I don't know why Eric Reed. It just baffles me every single time we talk about free agents.
Absolutely mind-boggling. Yep. You're absolutely right. All right, we're going to continue to roll on. Before we get to the break, I do want to tell you about the good people at Gallery Furniture. I've been telling you about them for a long time. Mac's been in Houston for a long, long time, and he wants you to remember that every single time you see one of those commercials or think about anything you might need furniture-wise for your house, don't think about anybody else other than Gallery Furniture. You know how great he's been with the hurricanes and all the things that go on in Houston and the way he comes to the rescue? Well, he wants you to think that same way about Mattress Mac and furniture whenever you need something for any room of your house. He's got three locations to better serve you now between Grand Parkway and Grand Parkway between Katy and Sugarland is one of the new locations, the Galleria area at Post Oak, and of course the mainstay I-45 North exit Tidwell Parker both ways. Regardless of which one of the three locations you choose, same great customer service, same quality furniture, American-made, solid wood, built to last from brands like Stickley, bedroom furniture, from Stearns & Foster, Tempur-Pedic, and of course the Astros promotion is still going on. You buy $3,000 or more with the bedroom furniture, including those brands that I mentioned. And if the Astros win it all at the end of the year, you get all your bedroom furniture for free. He did it last year. He's doing it again this year. It's just the way he does business. And speaking of business, his commercials and the things that he says, exactly what they're going to do. Buy today, get it tonight within 3 to 4 hours. Book it. See it on the showroom floor, no back order slips. What you see is what you're going to get that same day. And of course, the mainstay things are the Gallery Furniture is actually going to have furniture that's going to last, and Gallery really will save you money.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back, final segment of the show. Before we put a bow on it, turn it over to the Blitz. They'll take you home till 7, simulcasting on SportsMap 94.1 and ESPN 97.5. Get it out of the way right away because you guys felt pain all hour our final hour songs pre-2008, all songs to do with injuries based on the fact that the Texans and the Astros still dealing with their fair share.
And a couple of you got that.
So yes.
Good job.
Yes.
NFL news and notes from around the league for today. Seahawks' Doug Baldwin has been progressing. Expected that he'll be ready for week one. That's according to Pete Carroll. Redskins' Adrian Peterson in great shape. This is according to Jay Gruden, of course. He's in great shape, has a chance to play this weekend if he can catch up with the playbook. Devontae Parker still can't catch the ball and won't play this week. His week one status still up in the air. Dalvin Cook has that knee. The status is uncertain for now, but their offensive coordinator says Vikings are looking forward to possibly seeing him play soon. Saquon Barkley is doing more and more each day, according to Pat Shurmur, who added Barkley is unlikely to play in the team's week three, which means he probably won't play week four either. Nick Foles probably play the whole first half in week three. What else is going on? That's probably the
gist of it.
Yeah. Bridgewater, this is the last one. Updating a previous report, New York Jets QB Teddy Bridgewater would have to command a, quote, significant deal, end quote, in order for the team to trade him. That's according to Ian Rappaport. So
basically, he's not being traded then because he's on a one-year deal. And the fact of the matter is if a team wants him that badly, they'll probably just say, well, we'll wait it out, sign you next year.
Now, here's something that's interesting, though. The Jacksonville Jaguars defensive end, Dante Fowler, is the subject of calls from New York Jets.
Okay.
So you might see something like that take place. If the Jets are inquiring about Fowler and
There's your insurance policy for Blake Bortles.
Yeah, that might be something that actually shakes down. Because he was on that. He was number one on that list that we read yesterday about where Bridgewater might end up.
Doesn't you say his name and it sounds like your stomach before you throw up?
Blake Bortles. A little bit. What was the other thing I was going to do? There was one.
Oh, I know what it was.
Oh, one of these seven NFL teams will win the Super Bowl.
I did that purposely for you because of yesterday and the fact that we had was it Michael Lombardi who was with Rich Eisen predicted who he thought that would be in the Super Bowl, and he said the Texans and the Packers, and you thought that I intentionally always only did those when they mentioned the Packers. So I found an article that said that there are seven teams, one of these seven teams will win the Super Bowl, and I made sure in parentheses I put, and the Packers aren't one of them.
It surprised me. The two teams that they had not listed were the Packers and the Jags.
Yes, who Tony Romo picked to be in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, so you've got this is what I love about picks and experts, and we'll probably do ours once week one rolls around. But you've got guys like Romo picking the Jags. You've got whoever wrote this article not picking the Jags and the Packers, and then you've got the other cat that said, "Oh, it's the Texans and the Packers." So it's literally across the board. But it's always interesting. You, of course, this list has the Patriots of the world, the Vikings, that makes sense, the Eagles, all three of those. Mm-hmm. They have the Steelers at four, the Falcons at five, the Rams at six, and the Chargers at seven.
That's a dark horse that a lot of people like this year.
Yeah, I think it's one of those. I kept hearing rumblings this year in baseball. You would hear names like the Phillies pop up. And you thought, probably a year or two too early for the Phillies. The Braves name came up a little bit, not too much. But the Brewers is a name that was really popular with a lot of people that they could make some noise. So
Cleveland Browns.
The Chargers might be the Brewers or the Oakland Athletics, but they've got a lot of talent on both sides of the ball.
Yeah, that's I was going to say on both sides of the ball. They really improved their defense, which had been questionable at best in recent years. And then you got Bosa right in the middle of that line, and he is destructive. And I watched him play a little bit of their preseason game against the Raiders, and you can't help but think, wow, this is a different-looking team on the defensive side of the ball, which you weren't used to seeing. They added Derwin James, the safety from Florida State as well. So they keep adding on that side of the football. And as long as you got Phil Rivers, you got a chance because he's a veteran quarterback that can sling it.
Yeah.
And you got my man Melvin Gordon in the backfield if he can stay healthy.
But Rivers is one of those guys that he can lead you, but you also expect him to lead you off a cliff. Like he's so hot or cold. He's a guy that I don't trust him to lead a team.
Well, and think about this.
Super Bowl.
Think about this. The last 2 years with the Chargers, how many 1 and 2 point games they lost?
That's the bad part. Yeah. They were out of his control.
Yeah, and they did. They just didn't finish. Or now they're already talking about carrying two field goal kickers again to start the year. God. It's like, just stop it. All right, get one that you can trust and go for it, because your kicking situation has been a disaster and it's cost you too many games over the last 2 years.
Hell, if I'm them, I don't trust anybody. I mean,
so what do you do? Just go for two? What are you, the Steelers who like to overzealously go for two a lot during the regular season?
I mean, you know, no, you don't. Obviously, you don't. But damn, how snake bitten can one team be when it comes to field goal kickers? Okay,
your guy, he's missed you.
I have not read his texts on purpose. He has been texting furiously all day. He texted about Nick and his dog and peanut butter. He texted about Chano and the pawn shop. And Johnny Weir and all of these different, but I haven't read them because I kind of figured if I didn't read them, he would call. And here he is now.
He has not let you down.
OU Mike. OU Mike, what's up?
Oh, nothing. I'm going over all this insurance crap with home appliances and everything else. Apparently, power surge, improper leveling, and peanut butter could void the warranty in your washer and dryer. Who knew?
There it is.
Is that true, Nick?
See?
Why didn't you swear today? Why didn't you say something? Mm. Drop an F-bomb. Do it right now.
I'm too classy. I would never do
that. Oh, man.
I'm way too classy to be cursing on air. I would never say anything inappropriate.
Hey, can I ask you guys real quick? Because speaking of like non-sportsy and that kind of subject matter, are you guys familiar with this Bryce Mitchell guy in UFC?
Oh, my God.
I'm not
familiar with him as a fighter.
Okay, that's what I wanted to know, because I put it on the rundown, and I was like, well, if anybody knows about this, it'd be you two guys. This guy's supposedly 10-0 in his pro MMA career. His name is Bryce Mitchell. But he put on Facebook that, quote, I was going to train today, but I ripped my nutsack in half.
Oh, my God.
And everybody's like, what? And he goes on to say that he was going to train today. He ripped my nutsack. I'm about to get stitched up. I was holding a board over my head with a drill in my pants. I was sizing up the board and the drill went off and tangled my nuts up in it. So I dropped the board, reversed the drill, and untangled my nutsack, but they was ripped in half.
Oh, my God.
I'm serious, too, LOL. I obviously can't post a pic, but when my nuts are sealed back up, I'm going to come train again. I think a high kick would rip them. If you hear any puns about how this whole thing is nutty or screwed up, I ain't talking to you for about a month. If you're going to drop a pun to make fun of me, at least put some thought into it. And literally, it is spelled that bad. It is like, oh, you Mike wrote this. But he did later put a picture of the boxer shorts that he was wearing when he did blood all over them. Who the hell, without a tool belt or a holster, puts the frickin' drill right in your pocket and then has it go off to take care of your grapes?
Wow.
And he plans on training again. Like, he's going to get healed up and get back into training.
And no one with a good ground game is going after those, right?
No. No, you're not.
You know how AJ always talks about in a fight, like an MMA fight, you can always get away with one cheap shot, like one kick to the midsection? Uh-huh. You should probably utilize this against this guy.
Right. You might open that wound. You might break the seal on that cut.
Oh, that sounds terrible.
I can't even imagine the amount of pain involved in ripping your scrotum.
I feel for him. I really do.
Now, have you ever? I've actually had like a nail go in the side of my thigh, and I could feel it get all the way to the.
Say, I know.
No,
I was like,
no. I've had a nail. Please tell me. I've had a nail from my pocket go into my thigh, and you could feel it go in and almost get to the bone. I could feel it, but that didn't feel good. But if you had something going into your grape sack, that's a whole different level of pain.
I don't even. That makes me not want to go home and do yard work.
Boy.
I'll tell you that.
Do this. Don't put your weed whacker in your pocket.
No, I won't do that.
You could be happy to see us, but don't be doing any of that. All right, we're going to wrap it up for today. Hey, if you want to talk Aggie football with a lot going on right now, and, hey, a whole lot more, Jackie Sherrill is going to join the Blitz. They're at the Hyatt Regency in the Galleria area. Check them out. Fred and AJ will be there. Tyler will be here. They're going to take you home till 7 o'clock, which should be another spirited show. Check them out on the simulcast. SportsMap 94.1, ESPN 97.5. For Nick, for Barry, I'm Joel. Have a great night. We'll talk to you tomorrow, everybody.